Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and state health officials are coming under deeper scrutiny amid revelations that seniors in a wealthy enclave in Key Largo received hundreds of life-saving vaccinations as early as mid-January. DeSantis pushed back today, saying a local hospital, not the state, was behind the vaccinations of more than 1,200 residents of the exclusive Ocean Reef Club in Key Largo. DeSantis said the state was not involved in it in any shape or form. Meanwhile, State Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Fried is calling on the FBI to investigate this and other apparent pay-to-play vaccine distribution sites for politically connected residents.
If this isn't public corruption, I don't know what is. I know that we will get to the bottom of this. So I am asking the FBI Public Corruption Unit to be investigating this. I will not stand by and let our vaccines being used as political gain and to go and to be auctioned to the highest bidders, while so many of our Floridians are suffering.
That's Nikki Fried calling for an FBI investigation into Florida's coronavirus vaccine distribution system. Florida added more than 6,100 new positive coronavirus cases today and 126 deaths. Manatee County will begin contacting 4,500 seniors today to schedule next week's COVID-19 vaccination appointments. Those are at Manatee County's Public Safety Center. On Monday, another 5,100 seniors will be called for appointments at Bennett Park. Several large pharmacies in Florida have announced they will vaccinate Florida teachers under the age of 50. There's a COVID-19 vaccination event in South St. Petersburg on Saturday. It's hosted by the Bethel Community Baptist Church between 9 in the morning and 3 in the afternoon at 2901 54th Avenue South. Pre-registration is required by calling 727-866-2567. Today, Democrats in the State House introduced a wide-ranging COVID-19 bill that offers alternatives to some Republican proposals. WMNF's Daniel Figueroa IV reports the sweeping bill halts evictions, protects some businesses from COVID-related lawsuits, provides more transparency in data reporting, and much more.
At 69 pages, Representatives Evan Jenny and Andrew Learned know the bill is a big ask, but said it offers something for every Floridian. Jenny, a Hollywood Democrat and co-leader of the minority party, said it's nonpartisan in nature and all 37 sections are ripe for picking.
I'm under, no illusion that this bill will be fast-tracked to the floor this session. But that's not what it's about. In fact, I would encourage my friends on the other side of the aisle to steal as much as this as possible and put it into some committee bill if necessary.
Jenny and Learned, a freshman representative from Brandon, co-sponsored the bill. But Jenny said Learned did the heavy lifting. The bill, HB 1617, touches on dozens of Florida statutes and covers similar ground to more than 15 other bills in the 2021 session, albeit with some modifications. Jenny said one such bill is HB 7, which offers businesses COVID-related liability protection.
It is COVID liability protections. It is a different iteration than we see in HB 7. We feel it is more fair and more even-handed, but we do have COVID liability protections in there.
Critics have said HB 7 lands too heavily on the business side and makes it too difficult for workers or other injured parties to prove negligence or that a business was responsible for a COVID-related loss. HB 1617 adds to HB 7's language, using rejected amendments from Representatives Fentress Driscoll and Ben Diamond to ease some of that burden in an attempt to even the field, Jenny said. Overhauls to the state's unemployment assistance program and website, touching on a bill filed by Representative Anna Escamani and Diamond, are also in. The bill would also hold businesses harmless from unemployment assistance claims that could otherwise cost them. There's also language to clear up Florida's vaccine distribution. Since rollouts began, Florida has been criticized for its wing-it approach. Just hours after Learned and Jenny announced the bill, Governor Ron DeSantis again sowed confusion about the distribution. He said federally run sites and pharmacies would offer vaccines to all teachers, regardless of age.
What the federal government has done is said anybody that works in the school system, regardless of age. So they're able to go in these federal pharmacy sites and the federal site. You're 22 and you're a teacher, you can go get it.
That statement countered his own order from last week, limiting the age to 50 and above, and created confusion at sites. Some school personnel under 50 reported being able to get the vaccine, while others were told the governor would have to change his order. HB 1617 would align Florida's distribution with federal guidelines. There's also more protection for renters. Floridians continue to be evicted despite federal moratoriums. Learned said that's not okay and should go beyond the pandemic.
And protections for renters and homeowners alike, so we never again have to fear eviction during a state of emergency, pandemic, or hurricane.
Learned said much of the bill is aimed at getting Floridians relief, but also preventing shutdowns and economic downturns in the future. That includes a more transparent system for reporting health data to allow Floridians to make more informed choices.
We've made good calls, and we've missed the mark on some things as well. That's okay. What happened over these last 12 months has been unprecedented. We need to make Floridians whole, learn the lessons of 2020, and make sure we seize this opportunity to launch our state out of this pandemic stronger than ever.
For WMNF News, I'm Daniel Figueroa IV.
A powerful magnitude 8.1 earthquake has struck the ocean off the coast of New Zealand, prompting thousands of people to evacuate and triggering tsunami warnings across the South Pacific and Hawaii. Tonight it'll be clear with overnight lows in the low 50s. Tomorrow mostly sunny, afternoon highs near 80. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on WMNF.org, and on the WMNF app.